One thing that happened last year, or started under Obama, actually, was a group of people associated with there's a small political party called the MRS, was the Movimiento de Renovación Sandinista, and that was set up in around 1994 by people who were forced out of the party or chose to leave of their own accord because they were disillusioned with the direction of the party. They've been working very, very closely with some of the civil society organizations. And what they started doing probably about 18 months ago, they went to Washington, had meetings with kind of right-wing sectors within the Republicans, including Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, Marco Rubio, some of those other kind of right-wing players in the U.S., and were making accusations against Nicaragua for the main accusations were around human rights abuses, around the elections. And so as a result of that, came the NECA Act, which didn't pass through the Senate under the Obama administration because it ran into time limits, but it's been reintroduced last year and was passed through Congress and has got as far as the Senate. If that went through, it would mean that the U.S. representative to international lending institutions, particularly the one that would affect most in terms of Nicaragua, would be the Inter-American Development Bank and the World Bank, would have the authority to block loans to Nicaragua. And so Nicaragua, being obviously a very dependent country, has been very, very dependent on those loans to implement kind of education programs, particularly infrastructure programs. So it could have a very destabilizing effect on the country. So the Sandinista government quite rightly were extremely angry at this group of people who had kind of taken it upon themselves to denounce the Nicaraguan government in Washington, which led to the NECA Act.